Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a little bit of a, I have a health update.
For me?
It's not a real health, because I still haven't opened my test results from the other thing. I think I told you what I did.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Hand them to me.
No,
I will look at them.
No, I don't want you to.
They're probably expired by now.
Honestly, you have to get new tests.
I probably do.
Oh my God.
Because what I did was like, I looked at them. And like, you have to look at it. I looked at it like I was looking at the 3D picture. You know, you kind of like fuzz your eyes out a little bit. And what I was looking for,
because
the way it comes in is green if you're good, yellow if you're borderline, and red if you're not, if it's bad. If it's like, we need to worry about stuff. And it was definitely stop and go traffic. It was mostly stop traffic. So I didn't really delve into it because I'm just going to go ahead and like go, okay, message received.
Is it?
Message partially.
Why did they just send you a red piece of construction paper?
That will probably, what was it, Lifeline or something? We looked it up. It was like some place in a church that I went and got tested or whatever. You can just, they do blood work and they do a carotid IMT. They like check your whatever. My assumption was it was real bad.
And what was it for? Do you remember?
They did everything. They did like your cholesterol.
It wasn't one specific thing.
No, like you went to different.
Because I had a panel and my MCH was kind of elevated.
I don't know what that is. Is that one of the cholesterols or something?
No.
Those are LDL and QLR1.
No, I just remember my doctor being like, that can be due to either, it was like high stress or...
Boinking a lot of dudes?
No, high alcohol.
Yeah, but the high alcohol leads to...
Or no, it was like low iron or high alcohol. And I was like, what if it's both?
Are you talking about ALT?
No, what?
Because your ALT levels can be elevated. That's in your liver.
Okay.
Oh, it's not iron.
Bonfies,
anyway.
Now Vitalant, who I love them. Hey, if you want to, like, this is a great thing to do.
Yeah.
You should give blood.
Yeah. Just for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm a huge proponent of that. People go, like, they make money or whatever. It's like, yeah, because they store your blood. And, like, but, like, it saves people's lives. Just definitely, if you, like, we lost a good friend's niece in a car accident, and I used to give blood every 6 weeks as a result. And then COVID kind of kicked me off. I got to get back to it.
But, like, my dad used to do it too. He has, I forget, whatever the O or he has
universal donor.
One.
Yeah.
So they're always hitting him up for blood.
I guess the reason I brought it up is there was just one time where I'd been in like with my ex-wife, two wives ago, we'd been on a bit of a bender and then I just went on a clean cleanse, did everything right and then gave blood. And they like called me and were like, we're going to use it, but like, whoa.
Really?
Yeah. They were like, your ALT levels are like stupid. And they're like, have you had a lot of brown alcohol? And I'm like, I've had a lot of brown everything. It was like, it was real bad. Okay.
Anyways, yes.
So that's kind of my health update. So I'm making a couple changes.
All right.
I'm thinking about making a couple changes.
There it is.
Okay. All right.
Well, because Aaron's not being very supportive of one of them.
What are you talking about?
Well, okay. I'm thinking about doing kind of a carnivore keto kind of thing.
Yes.
But it's so hard to do during the holidays.
I know. That sounds way too hard.
No. It's
hard,
not.
One, because of alcohol. And I know I just made myself seem like a giant alcoholic. But it's like, we have a guest coming into town in a couple days. And we, like, there's just... there, and it's like, I can't not. And it's like, oh, have a mocktail. Mocktail has carbs in it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what about when they put the bread on the table? Who cares about the bread?
I can skip the bread on the table.
I literally don't understand why you're saying that I'm not being supportive.
I don't think you're being supportive.
I'm the person that's giving you like different companies. You could try HelloFresh. You could try this.
Then I'd have to cook.
Exactly.
That's a you problem.
That's not me.
If you know any places where I can get like ready-made, like no carb food, like just a bunch of meats or like meats and like, I still want to eat fruits and veggies. I don't want to go like full on, like just eat bacon all day, but like 303-222-5423, text us and tell like if you have any great places like to do that stuff. But like, it was just like, I just don't feel like you're, cause like one, I said, I know me. And if I have to go open this HelloFresh thing, it's like, oh, first steam the broccoli, then like I will get out seven pans and cook for you, for Tiak, for my kids.
It takes 20 minutes. It's so easy.
I just, they you have know what it takes less time
for you
to go to my pantry and grab bad food. So I need food at the ready.
Get rid of the bad food in your pantry.
I will, but I...
I'll help you get rid of it. I know a guy.
I don't want to make you unhealthy as a result. So...
He sent us a picture that one morning. He was like, I am not locked in.
Oh, yeah.
Just drinking a Mountain Dew. Way too early.
All right. So do you support me?
I suppose.
Just not in the holidays?
It's going to be tough during the holidays. It'd be impossible for me. I love bread.
And cookies.
All things bread and cookies. Yeah. I wasn't going to say cookies, but.
So just positive words of affirmation or advice. I'll take it on our text line. The other thing I'm seriously considering, and if I do this, I think I'm going to be a little like Tiak is with the bidet.
Okay.
Because he's like, you can't even talk to him without him going, you have a bidet yet? You're like, no.
Well, people won't try the one in my house backyard. For some reason.
I just feel weird about shooting your water in my butt.
It's fresh water.
Is it though?
Okay.
I mean, have you ever gotten too close?
Fresh? No.
Have you ever touched... secret spot with the bidet on accident.
In love with the bidet.
I hope not, because that's the one that I puked in.
Oh my God, it's got Aaron's barf on your bidet. You have shot. Okay. I'm thinking about doing, and I'll buy you guys them if I do it. I'm thinking about getting a squatty potty.
I've heard really good things. I know people that are obsessed with it.
Because I've heard the combination, now this sounds crazy, but of mooing.
No, I'm sorry, what?
Mooing while you're pooing. Like, you sit down, you're like, oh, moo. And all of a sudden, I guess everything's moving, especially if you're like, I don't have a problem with things moving, but I've just heard it's just better for you to have your legs up. And yes,
I like could put a stack of Bibles or something back there.
Yeah.
You're not like as bent.
Or you're more bent.
I don't know.
I've had some run-ins with squatty potties before as a toilet connoisseur. And they're okay.
Yeah, but you're in there for a bit, so your legs probably fall asleep.
A little bit.
I'm on and gone, man. I just want to go in there, get my feet in the stirrups.
Yeah.
Ride that horse.
To me, it was always just kind of in the way.
8 seconds is all I need. It's like a rodeo for me.
It's always in the way a little bit.
Else.
Really?
Yeah, it's just...
Aaron, I'm out here trying to get...
Yeah.
Trying to get some dating. Yes, if anybody wants to play rodeo at my house.
8 seconds.
Again, we could do a lot of things.
Does the squatty potty help with the date? Like if
with dating?
Yeah, if a date comes into your bathroom and sees it.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. I think they would go like, look at you.
I take care of myself.
Which one would be better? If someone were to come to your house and they have a bidet or a squatty potty? Which one says like, ooh, oh, he's classy?
This is a person who thinks about his butt.
Bidet is French. So it's got points there.
Squatté paté.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.